Okay, so again, what we call these movements, or they're categorized into lessons. And so we're going to do two lessons. The first lesson that we're going to do is called Seeing the Heels while Lying on the Stomach. It's lesson number 7. So there's, in this work, there's over 3,000. Lots of variety. Okay, so notice how your shoulders are resting on the floor, how your mid-back and your lower back is resting. And I guess another word to say for that instead of resting is how you're making contact with the floor. So does the right shoulder rest on the floor? Does the left shoulder? How's the mid-back? And then the upper back in between the shoulders. What parts truly touch the floor, and then what parts aren't touching the floor? And then especially noticing in your lower back and then in your pelvis. So do you have space in the lower back? What's that like? Which, by the way, is a good thing. Everybody thinks that their lower back should be flat, and it's not supposed to be. There's a natural curve there, so it's important to notice that little curve that's there. And then your hip joints. So your hips are actually, they're on the front side. So I'm going to have you guys all identify where your hip joints are. It's really on the front. Your hips are not here on the side. This is the side of your pelvis and what's called the giant trochanter, the side of your femur. But your hips are where this soft place is that your fingers actually can suck in. Okay, and the way to find it is bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and just explore there on the front side. Have both legs standing, and you'll feel the place where you bent. And if you bring one knee up towards your chest at a time, it'll suck your fingers in. Okay? And this is a really important landmark because it's important for you to know where are your hips. Where does your leg go inside and attach? Everybody find that? Great. You don't, yeah, you want to be where the hole is. There's a hole where your fingers suck in. So you want to go a little bit more inside, Roxanne. Everybody's afraid to go to that area. It's closer to the pubic bone than you ever think. It's like, oh my God, it's there. Right? We stay away from that. So it's really in here. Yeah. It's closer to the pubic bone than you think. It's not out to the side. So if anything's hard, you need to move in a little bit more. Does everybody find those hip joints? Okay. Okay, so you're going to start by rolling over onto your stomach. So you're going to lie on your stomach, and you're going to lengthen your arms straight up to be on the floor in front of you. That's it. And we're going to start with a movement with your right arm. So you're going to begin to do a movement of starting to lift your right arm away from the floor, keeping it straight, and then lowering it back down. And feel what happens with the left side of your pelvis. And that's it. So you lift that arm. Good. So it creates a slight roll, like a diagonal. Good. Now the next time that you lift your right arm, you can go ahead and lift your head at the same time. So the two of them lift, and so this way you really feel on the front side you push your belly and your hips down into the floor. Remember where you just discovered your hips? Good. Nice. That's it. Good. Now we're going to add one more piece onto this, which is as you continue to lift the right arm, you're going to bend your right knee to the side and draw it up along the side of you. Just like that, Roxanne. Yep. Nope. So everything goes together. So as you lift the right arm in your head, you're going to pull the right knee up. That's it. And then you're going to put everything back down. So it may feel a little difficult in the beginning. What it requires is that you roll your pelvis to the left. Nice, David. That's it. So in a way, think of it this way. If you roll slightly to the left, you'll see how easy it is to draw the right knee up and then lift the arm. But for those of you that are having difficulty, it means that your pelvis doesn't know how to roll to the left. It's a small roll. There you go. That's it, Betty. Yeah, I'm going to put these up by your head. Just stick to That's it. Now make the movement smaller. So it doesn't have to be that big. Kind of like how Karen's doing here in the front. So just subtly roll your pelvis to the left so you feel the ease of that right knee coming up. So it's a really, really subtle movement. So you roll. Yeah. And then the knee can come up. There, that's better. Yeah, for some of you, here, Kathy, is that you want to roll up? I want you to roll first. This is roll, there.
Oh, roll more?
There. So really what this movement is about is the ability to take your pelvis backwards as your knee comes up. What we were just doing in standing. But some of you don't know how to do this because you've been tucking your butt under for so long. So you're really tight on the front and the hips. So let this roll. Yes. I know. So let this come back first. Stick the butt back. Oh, see how much easier? And then this will let go. That's it. Okay, pause for a moment. Just rest on your stomach. And we'll go to the other side in a moment. Okay, so let's start with the left arm. So very gently, you're just going to begin to lift the left arm. And just feel how you do that in your back and the relationship to your right leg. And again, make sure that you go easy. That's it. Okay, now you can add in lifting your head as if you're looking at your left fingertips. Nice. Nice. So can you feel with this movement that there's a slight trunk rotation? That's it. That's it. Good. Okay, now let's start the movement of the pelvis. So think of it this way. As you start to lift that left arm in your head, that's better, Jill. Let yourself roll to the right. And then you'll feel how easy it is for the left knee to slide up. That's it. Right? So again, your butt, right, has to move backwards to allow room for this leg to come up. You know, it sounds like such an easy movement, but for some of you, it's like you haven't done this for a long time. Most of you really tuck your pelvis under. And so then your hip flexors, as Jill noticed, are so tight. So your knee comes up at the same rate as your bottom is moving backwards. So see if that can make sense to you. Does that make sense? Yes, no? Jeff, how are you doing over here? You're good? So, okay, you're good at bringing that up, but I want this to come, I want you to think this comes back to make room for this. And this is going to help your back so much. So push into my, yes, that there's a relationship. Sometimes we do better without these mats. This comes back, the knee comes up. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to come up that high. How you doing, Heather? It's okay. There you go. Yeah. So it's this. And one of the things that I did forget to mention is that I do come around and touch and help you. If that is not okay with anyone, let me know. Is it interesting how different the two sides are, right? So it means that, so when something like that shows up, okay, so for some of you it's like, oh my gosh, I can't even lift the left arm. So when that happens, I know it feels like a dead stop, right? It means something in the organization in your back. It's nothing about the arm, but it's about this trunk area right here. It means that these ribs don't know how to glide over, to let the shoulder blades slide down. So it's information. And the cool thing is with this work is the moment that you notice something like that is the moment it will start to change. So all of a sudden when you have that awareness, you're on the road to it improving. Okay? Pain? Okay, I'll come back over and help you. Now what I'd like you to do is forget the arms and your head. Let's just have those long, your head in the center. And let's just see if you can alternate the knees. So that means roll your pelvis to the left and draw the right knee up. Then you roll your pelvis to the right and draw the left knee up, or however you started. Okay, so again, the knee is not allowed to draw up until the pelvis rolls to the other side. And just let the arms be long. So you're like a Tootsie Roll. Okay, beautiful, Jeff. Now get that, but not so much high up, Jeff. It doesn't have to be so much bending, right? Because remember in skiing, we don't bend our knees that much, right? Okay, Betty, let's see what you were saying. Okay, so let's go back. Let's do the other side. And let's just do that much. Right there. Okay. Yeah, this is for your SI joint, so it'll get better. Yeah, that's good. That's enough. Now, is that better? Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so now let's try this. Let's try with your legs long. You guys are doing fabulous. Because I can feel you're discouraged, so I'm going to tell you you're fabulous. Because you know what's so great is you guys are making me think. I'm gonna change the lesson now. So we're gonna do some different things. It's all good. That's the funnest part about being a teacher is you learn so much from people. So you're gonna just roll back and forth with your pelvis. left and right. So let's just roll. Just wiggle. Beautiful, Jeff. He's a good wiggler. He's my back guy. He's doing great over there. It's all the tight hips. That's it. So just roll. There you go. Now roll a little bit faster, right? Just let it be loosey-goosey. I always think of rolling as jello. I have this association with jello. So now try to keep your upper body a little bit quieter and that you just do the rolling here in the pelvis. So your arms stay on the ground. So that's, we call that a constraint. So I'm gonna have you keep your arms down and then roll that pelvis, right? Because this is what you need to do when we're skiing. There you go. Just roll it back and forth. Loosey, goosey, goosey, loosey. There you go. Huh? I know. Just woo, let that pelvis move. Right? And just feel what's happening in the rib cage. There you go, Heather. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Feel what's happening with those ribs. There you go. But now I want you to go a little faster. A little, just let the legs go. Just think of jello. You know, you're just, it's okay to be like jello. There you go. Nice. Okay, let's let that go and roll onto your back and we'll take a rest. I wore you out just from doing that, huh? Okay, so just feel how things are now. So, and one of the things to realize, so whenever there's some tightness in you, what happens when we're holding the tightness and we're not even moving, that's not a good thing. We call that parasitic effort. So it means your muscles are just clenching to hold when there's no need to hold. So one of the things we do in here too is break that down, telling your system it doesn't need to do that. And many of us are walking around, we have a lot of extra parasitic effort that we don't even realize. But again, until you're aware of it, you can't let it go. Does that make sense to everybody? Like the worst form of that becomes fibromyalgia. So people that end up with fibromyalgia are people that are chronically living in tension, but they don't even know that they're creating the tension. So then it makes it super hard to stop the tension. That kind of makes sense? So like an idea of that would be is right now just try to clench your toes. And then just keep doing that. Like, right? Like that's kind of miserable. So some of you are doing that in your hips. But it doesn't quite feel the same. Because you've developed a habit about it. Okay? I think one of the things to realize too about muscles is that we have muscles to carry out the action and the activity that we want to do. And so when muscles are most efficient is when they're loose and flexible. And you need strength, but you always need to have the loose and the flexibility equal to the strength. If they're too bunched up, that's often when we get an injury. Does that make sense to people too, a little bit? Okay, so let's go back onto your stomach again. And this time you're gonna bend your knees and bring the soles of your feet up towards the ceiling. Your arms are straight above you. Actually, they can be slightly bent out to the side because we're gonna work towards eventually like a push-up, there you go, position. And so spread your knees a little wider so you can lean the soles of your feet against one another. That's it. And this'll be a nice movement. So you're gonna start to slide your feet. We'll start with the right foot. So you're going to slide the right foot down the inside of the left. And the left will start to tilt to the outside. And then you'll come back up to the center and slide your left foot along the inside of your right. And the right foot tilts out. And so now what you're doing when you slide the legs like this. Okay, let this let this relax. So much easier. Yes. So now you can really feel with this movement deep what should be happening inside the hip joints. So this movement is really about the hips. The earlier movement was about the pelvis. So can you feel the difference? Right? Remember where you put your fingers in the beginning, those little sockets? You should feel a turning happening inside there. Does everybody feel that now? So your hip joints are turning now. In the earlier movement, we were turning your pelvis. Does anybody not understand that difference? Good. Beautiful. Okay. Now let's go back to, okay, lengthening your legs. And let's just try one side. Let's just have your legs long, okay? And let's try rolling your pelvis to the left to bring the right knee up. Perfect. And that's enough, Jill. Just that little bit. Good. And then straighten it. So I just barely want you to bring the knee up. It's just the beginning of the bending the knee. And then you immediately straighten it. But all of you are getting your butts back more now. Right? So the rolling gets the pelvis, right, to turn. It gives the freedom for the hip joint to move. Okay? So, but I want you to move more here. So I want this to come back more. Yes. That much. And that much. Uh-huh. And that much. Because that's the ski stance right there. And that. Yeah. Because you want to stay flat.
Yeah.
And that was that tucking under when you were standing. Okay, now here's the next fun part. Glue your legs together. Think of your legs together. Okay? And now, listen, we're only going to do one side at a time. You're going to take your pelvis to the left so both knees could come up to the right. Uh-huh. There you go, Jill. That's it, Kathy, but the other way. So your pelvis goes to the left, so both knees, beautiful, Jeff, and then shoot them back down. And let's just do that one side. So you roll the pelvis to the left and pull both knees up, and then straighten back, okay? So that means the left knee follows the right knee. That's it, Roxanne, but can you keep the lower feet down? So you don't need to do work in those calves. That's better. And the knees don't have to pull up that high, right? It's a small, that's it, Laura, but let those lower legs relax. How can the feet, so notice if you have any tension in your feet. Some of you are lifting the lower legs and they don't need to be lifted away from the floor. They slide with the knees. They follow with the knees. That's it, Betty. And then straighten. So feel the twist that's happening in your trunk now from doing this movement. That's it, Karen. We're going to go there in a minute. I'm just trying to wait till everybody's got their lower legs. That's it, Heather, but bend the knees a little bit more up. Pull the knees up. Yep, even more. Okay. Good. Okay, come to rest on your stomach for a minute, and we'll then go to the other side. So as this gets a little more familiar, the next kind of level is the finesse. So it's feeling the organization of the pelvis, working with the hips, working with the knees. So it becomes softer, lighter, more fluid. So let's start to go to the right. So that means your pelvis goes to the right, right? Those cheeks stick out, and then the knees, it's like the knees float up. That's better, Heather. That's it. That's it, Betty. And it's not rolling fully on the side. So really, it's like, right, your butt's over to the right, but you're never coming on to the right side. Nice, Roxanne. And how quiet can you let the lower legs be? So it's really that you're jetting your butt up to the ceiling and backwards, and it lets the knees float up. And now feel how your chest is more and more sinking down to the mat, right? Because you're getting kind of this length in your back. That's it, Dale. And then you can eventually start to alternate the two sides. But again, look for, so Jill, notice what you're doing here. Look for any place that you're adding extra effort in. So you're really good at working these muscles and not here, because there's hip flexors. So just think of your legs being soft, soft. Yeah, but see, let this all, yeah, let that go. Doesn't have to be, can be like that, there, that. It's that. 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 That's, now isn't that nicer? Okay, right? Because if we're using all that extra effort, right, that's where the fatigue sets in. That's the idea. Now let's turn, nope, so you don't need to do that last little kicking up those feet, right? Just there. Now let's try the other side. So begin to alternate. There you go. Okay, and then this, and then there. Yeah. Yeah, there. See, so now those hip flexors have to let go. And now let's do this way. Mm. There. Mm. And this way. And all there. Softer. Softer. And you can always pause. That's nice, Jeff. Nice. So beautiful. So at a certain level, it becomes, you know, your responsibility to find the elegance in the movement. Really, every activity we do is full of elegance. But we often just push way too hard. And then we get the muscles all contracted. And then we lose that really great feeling. Roxanne, that's just beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. Okay, and now let's go ahead and roll onto your back and rest. Just see how you're doing now. Have your arms down by your sides, legs long. Just allow yourself to rest. And notice, what is your contact like now? What's changed? Especially up in your shoulder area. And something's really changed up there, right? And we really haven't, quote, done anything with the shoulders. So why would the shoulders make more contact? Okay, so let's roll back over onto your stomachs again. And this time your hands are again up like a push-up position, because you're going to use them that way. You're going to bend your knees again and bring your feet towards the ceiling. And we're going to start with the right leg this time. So think of your right leg and your right foot, that you're going to kick it up and over to the left. And you're going to look over your right shoulder to follow that kick. And just let the left leg go for a ride. Beautiful, Heather. But now look over your shoulder even more. She's got all this pretty black hair. There you go. And even if you can't see the right heel, the idea is you want to imagine that you're looking for it. Beautiful, David. And would it be possible to ever bring that right foot all the way to the left? You could even touch the floor. That's it, Dale.
No.
So what needs to happen is this is again back to the hip joint, and the whole psoas and the front of your chest has to open up. It's possible. So what two things I'd like you to think about is the right knee. The more that you think your right knee is moving away from you, you get an opening in the front of the hip flexor. Okay, so you don't want to scrunch the knee up. Yeah, so I want to see if we can bring your knee even a little bit more like down this way. Yeah, like get yes. So this opens this up and then it won't scrunch you here. Do you feel how that's a little different, Jeff? So again, you're thinking kick, beautiful. Betty, just beautiful. I'm very pleased with some of you when it's your first time and you're going very slow. That's it. So see if this knee, that's it. It's going to open all this up. Yeah. Good. Good. And eventually you'll feel you don't even really push on your right hand. Your right hand will end up wanting to leave the floor and become super light because you get so long with your trunk and you're using the whole power of your leg. That's it. Good. Okay, and rest on your tummies. And now let's bend your feet again. Bring your feet up towards the ceiling. And we're going to do the same movement with the left leg. So just think you're going to kick the left leg back. Feel how that left knee moves behind you. And again, you also want to lengthen the left knee away from you. So what that means is that it moves down like this. It will pull your upper body to get all this space. So one of the things for you do a lot, Jill, is this, is kicking this lower leg, and then that creates a lot more work here. So see if you can keep it back here, and that's it. And the reason you do that is because this has become so tight. So think of kicking into my hand. That's better. And if anybody's a runner in here, this is all related to running. It's what most people don't do. That's it. Now you're getting the idea. That's it. There you go. Nice. I'm going to put my hand here. Kick into my hand. Push me away. Yeah. Yeah, you got power. Push me away. You won't hurt me. There. That. Yeah. See how much power you have? We don't use the power of our legs going behind us. We're always thinking that our legs need to be pulling up. So push into my hand, Betty. Give me some power. Push, push, push. That's it. There. See if you can even push a little bit more. Just think I'm going to push Sharon's hand away. Push, push, push. Excellent. Okay, let's pause and again rest on your stomach for a moment. Okay, so let's see if this time we can have you alternate those two movements. Okay? So you'll bend your knees. Bring both feet to the ceiling, bring both elbows up in the air, and let's start all on the same side, the right side. So you'll think of kicking that right leg back, you'll look over your right shoulder, looking for that right heel, maybe touching the left side of the floor, roll back to your stomach, and then kick to the other side, so the left foot and leg kicks behind you. That's it. And the more that you kick behind you, there's eventually, nice job, Jeff, some of you are figuring out, and Laura and Roxanne, that you could actually eventually come up to sitting with your legs side-sitted behind you. Yes. Yeah. So it's a really, so the more that you let the legs kick behind you, the weight of the legs will just pull your upper body up. And it's not by pushing the hands. That's it, Jill. But it's because you use the power of your legs coming behind you. That's it, Laura. So Roxanne, when you take that leg back, let the knee come down to the floor, not the foot. So let that knee drop to the floor, and that's what's going to pull your upper body up. Uh-huh. You're such a nice listener. That's the idea. And then go down. Now repeat that. Just do that one part again so that you feel that. And now take that knee down. Down. Yes, let that knee pull you up because that's what we've been working on. It's another way to get to. So see if you can come up to sitting. Yeah. So this last piece is this. Yes. There's a lot of power with these side muscles that most of us don't know how to access. So you let that pull you up. Yeah. Okay, so let this bend behind you. Wait. There. Yes. And for you, just feel this. Okay. This power here. That's it. Boy. Nice job. Jeff, you're mobile. I'm impressed. Yeah. Keep that knee down. Yeah. Keep this behind you. So this comes like that. So feel that. There's so much power in that. This is the lateral movement. Does that make sense? There. Yeah, and so then this bends behind you. Let this go. Let this there, like that. And let this, uh-huh. So you roll over that hip. What do you know? There you are. So then you go back, and it's like the power in this pelvis. See, most of us don't know how to use our pelvis. We do all this work in our legs and our hands, where the pelvis, that's it. And then eventually this can come over. Good. Yes. Can you try? Right, so once you get to this point, drop the knee so that the knee pulls you up. So if you keep the knee in the air, and so then you roll over that side, like this, and then feel you, yes. So you want the knee to come down to the ground. How's everybody doing? David, beautiful. You're doing great. Okay, Roxanne, get that knee down. There. That's it, Kathy. Okay, let's go ahead and rest on your backs. Ah, I know, rest. Yeah, this work is very interesting, you see, right? Because we're breaking these movements down, but because when you're powering through yoga or other things and not feeling what you're doing, you're using power. Power's only going to get you so far. It won't get you very far. And eventually we wear out. I'm in a testimonial to that as the age keeps on changing, you know? So what it comes down to is the more that you become efficient, the more that you know how to use everything in your system, efficiently. Does that make sense? Right? Because we're a system. So if the system's efficient, you'll get more miles, I'll tell you. So you'll be able to ski or run or bike. You know, so far I'm hanging in there like 28-year-olds, right? Because I'm efficient. I don't power through. I'm so efficient with my body. It's all about efficiency. If you're using everything just really well, make sense? And that's really what children do, if you think about it. When you watch kids, you know, they're just so efficient. You know, watch them and they're climbing up jungle gyms, or like if you watch how they ski, how quickly they make their turns and how loose they are in their spine and their pelvis, they're super efficient because they're really free. And then we just kind of lose that over time. So this method is about bringing that back to you. So, okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach again, just one more time. You guys are doing fabulous. And we're gonna go back actually to the first thing that we did. So your arms are long in front of you. And let's just start really small this time with the rolling, right? How you just roll a little bit to the left and to the right, your pelvis. And what I want you to look for is how natural it is. Beautiful, Jeff. How the knees just wanna pop up, right? See how efficient it is now? Because something changed in your back, something changed in your pelvis, something changed in your hip joints. So you should feel the minute that you roll the pelvis to one side, the knees just start to bend. Now let's try the movement of drawing both knees up. Okay, so let's roll, let's say the pelvis to the left and both knees draw up to the right. And then you straighten them, and then you come back, yes, and see if you can keep both knees together, because this is really what you're doing when you're skiing. Really, really nice, Jill. So, doesn't have to be big. At this point, much better, Heather, is looking for the ease and the elegance. And if there's any place that you feel like you're still working harder than you should be, maybe it's your feet, or maybe you're clenching your jaw. Can you let go of that? Really good. Okay, and let's roll over onto your backs and rest now. And as you're resting on your backs now, really noticing how you're resting, again, what's changed? What parts of yourself maybe are making more contact with the floor? And in some ways, I always think of it as parts of myself feel more alive, like something got woken up. How's the area in between the shoulder blades? How do your legs feel? And then maybe go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left and just see how that feels right now. Good. Okay, then, and taking your time, roll to a side, come up to sitting, then standing. And when you're standing, check in and let's see if that tripod and that sense of being over the mid part of your foot is much clearer now. And when you're standing, this is another thing for everybody, is that your legs should be straight. So somebody, I don't know, I think it was about a decade ago, came out with this idea that your knees should be bent. Bad, bad, bad idea. So if you don't believe me, walk around with your knees bent like this and tell me how long you can do it, right? So all the pressure goes into your knees. So when you're standing, it is almost like you're locked out, but you're not really locked out. But your knees, but this, I don't know, it was called something like soft knees or something. As soon as you do that, you'll feel you drop here and you sink and all your weight goes into your knees. Okay, you want to have your weight in your hip joints. So how's everybody feeling with that tripod? Okay, so let's just try, we're going to take a break in a minute, but let's just try this, like, okay, you're going to just slightly bend the knees and the butt goes back, right? What did we just do on the floor? Right? So the butt goes back, not under, at the same time as the knees come forward, right? Does that make sense that we just did that on the belly? Right, but see how I changed it, right? You're lifting your butt up towards the ceiling to get the experience. Does that make sense to everybody? So I would, the biggest thing is I want you to feel that this bend happens with this bend. These two, there's a relationship, and that's all we did on the floor. How's that feeling? And that you feel you stay over the center of the foot now. Good, Laura, good, Karen? Okay, so let's just take a 5-minute break. Bathroom, come back, drink some water, and answer any questions, and then go into part two. Sound good? Okay. That's okay.